CKUT shut down our studios for the safety of each other. Gradually, we adapted and found ways to continue to produce programming that reflects our shared experience, physically distanced but socially connected. Help us keep that connection by donating to CKUT. Call 514-448-4013. Pop a check in the mail, 3647 University Montreal, H3A2B3, or donate online at ckut.ca.
Episode 2 yung nga ulimi March 16, 2021, amalo ni pipumit tung nga sugitsi tusak sa ulang ayok nansi ang ilit alina tung ilam mo ukali matilugo sanang wang nakatangan no amalo tina pisuti apat sulang ang miyok nit handsome mit dana Eskimo Ninja American Ninja Warrior mi takot sa uso amalo inutitoto nit Nicot ini tu saya kata langgan cak, so nala tu ina cak. Hi, my name is Annie Pisuti. Today is March 16, 2021, and welcome to Nipibut. Today, Nancy Angelic speaks with Alina Tungilic about her carving work, and we air the extended interview between Tina Pisuti and Nick Hansen, the Eskimo Ninja from the American Ninja Warrior. We also play Inuktitut music, so keep on listening.
Wearing a mask shows your community that you love and care.
Hi, Cory Panekong Ama. Kanyak silang mute. Uno ingang nalak ta nagliyaw yung atili. Kanuruk tanak diau yuhu
Sugitin ni pibuk kuno nan sa angilak atok song naktok alay na tungiling mi ikayok takang naktong a Carl Bauer kinawin na ng mutaw villo
alay na tungilik kuga atong mutaw yung ah nunabot
kanutigili ako nutigili sa nang wakatarapit
over 30 years ngokok ti sa nang wakatarap yung ah
ayong nakatakab
so about sibudlito mi ayong naktukulo. Ayong nagsakso ni kisiyani, tauto katakso ka, angay kaka. Kanong pilagay katang mata, ayong nagsalaga ka matayaman, ayong nililaw ko nga.
Hey, no. Ikugitak pagit.
Yan naman.
Sana yati likiso katang mata?
At sige katang ito, man na sana yaka, I view to ka nga nilo, kanya lugaw tugangin nilo tukto nagjungin ni umimaw nagjungi kanya lugaw sauning itakon nga sanang wakatak nga
hey, kiso ayong nangilango ba?
Uwan do ayong nangilango yu tuga
akit tu ba uvaro niti si ba?
Si saglaklo ni tayo man na ayong ilangi ayong nangin nagsaulo si kopi si mangika nga tayong nangin lango siyong ko yun.
Kanutag ba kopi si masungo ba?
Tugangi paniluwa ka nga ta ilangi kopi katang mata. Kaya man nasa nang wala suwi nalaw ka nga kopi katang mata pe katak suwi.
Kanutag ba nutawin ni nga na udya ka katak piyo nutawin nga nilo?
Nutawin ni nga iman na ayong nangin nagsaulo si tinaksaw ka duklo si nutang unaksay li unak tumiya ka nga ta okupi sa kain naksaw lo si
uming maliti si ba?
Aka si tinito akilo ilangi akilo ka nga ta sa nang wakak suri iluktok sa kailo ang mata ano sa nang wakak suri kisya ni kawis at siya ka lo
tema. Nutakaw naksaw kami ubarun ni innaw naksaw kami tisiba ubarun ni akin naksaw ba?
Nutakaw naksaw ni akin naksaw dito innaw naksaw ni iman siti naksaw dito ayaw nangin naksaw siyo ngayon.
Nivang naktang nili ilisak siyo man yun naksibit.
Ilisak siyo man yun naksibit. Tugang ni ayaw tugangin ni Arnaldoga at Arnaldoga ngata tuwan naksaw luti ayong nangin naksaw luti sanang mga reaktoy ang makublok si mangin naksaw luti ang utawa ngata siling naksaw luti tapwa kupis ka yung naksaw yun.
Sa kanong kisungwang ni sana katakpi ama namo sana katakpi git siyote ko ti nakitang may ubalun ni kung aso ko.
Takunin nga ati yun ito ni siyote ko ti, kongo siyote ko ti, talyar lo, uyami lo, pin nulo ti lo, takunin nga ati yun ito ni sana siyong ngayon. Amma, sulang wakto ni, iglong wak ni, takunin nga ati yun ito ni, kimuksing wakto ni lo, sana siyong ngayon.
Kimuksing wakto ayong nak ba?
Ilangi ayo, kiming wangi, sana yaklo ni, iman na kisiyan sanatya kasugluge tuwalwa ka nga tailan ni napikatang mata.
ngapiguti ay tangro ka katakpog like pigakan na ka kakuruglutik.
Ingo yu ilangi kisya ni ayo kunni gati iman na tuwabing isuwi sanagi aksuwi napingin naksaw lusian kublungin naksaw su.
Tay marisiw til putit rati urungwa kurung nipita kakatang ma piwugi yad laruka.
Koyan na may takwa Christmas kadliga ang atatiki sa magduwala katang mata amisungok til pagyakasuk katakluka internet mo ili katakluka nungutaw sa kaito kuloy.
Tiki sa'yo magutan na kuli tiki sa'yo na kata.
Tagbo na Facebook ka kama Facebook ko message to in na kadung kanyo itong piyo mag-uwi sana nasugun na kata ka.
Facebook ko ati kinaw ba?
Alina tungilig arts mo tagbong ako ba, tagba ni sanang wakitag ka, tagba, tagok sa utiak to eh.
Naksiwjiya ka nga ba, nang minok li, kangataw tingan na akirisong ba, ubarun ni New Victor akirisong ba?
New Victor, ilan na akilikatak to, ataw siyong ito ni piga nga ta akilikatak ka, tracking numbers kakatang mata naming matalo asiwiyaw pata nalunangin naksaw niya ma. Iman namikit tumilaan at 1,000 milyon ni sikisayo kakanga uba nga akilakatak suwo.
Hey guru. Piyo yutig tarong niya sana katakabi takuminatya mata niwagtaw kan na katakot na yaktay nuka adyakuti ni naksuji yun nakuti uban no. Tama una sa kaya kung nang
nang. Kaya namin galo. Dahil ko aliyan na ito katakaki sana luka kubayan na sa kataklo silo. Ilani unukulo ni isumaksak sila katakto nga kanyo ito may sana guma piyaw gaya ang nagsaw mata. At diging ito ni sana man na sa katakalo ato nga.
Ang susuti ni litaw tayo ma nagwang minita ko sa ito nga piyuyo kakibang wakta kainok yun.
Takunin nga sana kataka magkakibang wang ni una sakung wangin ni igan ni yun ni ang utisiyo tao gaya ko yun ni sana naso katakto galakto nga ito.
Ano bang nagjakta karaktil dihudli kano ilo katakpid ayong nang nagsawa ni bakit ikatagasok yun ni ubarun ni tikisa tao yi naksutiyak sa pinasung nangiksuyang naksaw siyong ubat.
Man na ayong nalaw pilalaw ko gala kisa ni utak palyalang ma tikisa katalak palyalo si ama sanang wakta kailan ni iligang ki piyaw ko tika katalang mata tagbo na ito akto gala.
Ikayu tikan na sukay no.
Ikayu tiktong magalo, ingutak ako kama, ingutak ka, iso magigya ka, kisa nang mga malakata kama. Nagayak sa anil doon, ipiyo mayamin ni, niyoko tika talaga, iso akto ko.
Hey, kuro. Namo, tagbawuti ako magubi, narak daw, yuti, irakaw ka, wikik kunuldi ka, tagbawuti ako magubi.
Kaya namin. Tagbawuti ako na ito nga, nauyaan nito, ilalok tak uigil ako tama ilang ilo kanyak-sinyag mo igluling mo takulong nga Fort Smith mito nukakatay ka nilsak po ama pekatayaw na at nilta doon eh ilalok tak tamang may iwan ni kawin mayo itagwaw siya siya pagka igwilo kaya na may galo
kaya na may tungasok sa kabit
tungasok siya kawin kaya na may galo.
Yorine, ingis imiyo, Simon.
Hola, Apeco. Tupe me, tupa tune.
Wearing a mask is a way to show your community love and care.
Unatusa simiavo Terry Oyarop, Ingrosiler Simayanga, Inuit Nunanga.
Tide to Miko, Yongaro Nisoko, Ingerang to Samelto. Go to Kana. Joshua sig lorane go Momer titi du rang at døde nøy Inu we, inu we, nuna ga At rang i go
For Nippy Wood, I'm here with Nick Hansen. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
Can you introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit more about who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, uvanga Nick Ilurutiak Hansen and Upia Rurunga Una Lachlimen, Nutkiavigmin Lu Alaskami, Apara Charlie Hobson, Asiakaga Adeline Katungan Hobson, Maura Hibben Hobson Sr., Savakpunga Ruok Alaskami. My name is Nick Hansen. I'm the Eskimo Ninja from American Ninja Warrior. I'm Inupiaq from Unalakleet and Barrow, Alaska. My Inupiaq name is Ilirutjeq, and I'm the grandson of Charlie Hobson and Adeline Hobson, originally Adeline Katungan from Unalakleet and from Barrow, Alaska. And my grandfather is Eben Hobson Sr., and that's my appa, my great appa, my amau, and he's the co-founder of the Alaska Federation of Natives. And he's one of the guys that helped gather the groups and chiefs and leaders together to help start the Circumpolar North Conference. And I'm named after my great uncle, Eddie Hobson Sr., and that's Eben's brother. And they were strong leaders in our community as Alaska Native people and as having a Inupiaq voice in our government. And I started on the show American Ninja Warrior about 7 seasons ago to compete. And here I am hanging out with you guys.
Thank you so much for taking your time to speak with us today, Nick. It's a great pleasure to have you. I saw you on Ninja Warrior, and I thought to myself, am I dreaming? Someone pinch me. There's an Eskimo Ninja Warrior. It was a great surprise and just wonderful to see Inuit representation and you know, to see this on TV, and I'm sure you must get messages all the time of how incredibly inspiring this is to be able to represent your community like this. Do you get a lot of positive feedback from your community?
Yeah, I mean, it started out kind of slow, you know. It was different because nobody expected anything like that to happen, especially myself. You know, I mean, I'm just a kid from a village in my mind, so being able to go and compete on a national television show and represent my culture and represent who we are, that was a big step for me in my life. And it was really cool. But yeah, it started coming out like after my first year, it was just like a Facebook message here and an invitation to a school there. Mm-hmm. And now it's become a full-time career. I mean, people are coming out and inviting me to all these different things across the country. And it's just been this crazy journey that I didn't expect to happen. And I'm just going to ride this wave until the wave hits the beach.
That's wonderful. Most definitely being from small communities, it's always kind of hard to believe when you get that much attention, right?
Yep.
I know I follow you on Facebook, and I've seen you post a ton of videos about where you're training. I was going to say exercising, but where you're training outdoors. And it looks like you have a whole setup out there. Did you build that? Did the community or friends build that? And what is it like training in that cold?
I built it. Me and my friend Isaiah built it together. And another young friend that I have who was an eighth grader at the time, he actually motivated me to join the show in the first place. And he was like, hey, let's build a warp wall. So I just grabbed some old lumber that we found from an old burnt down house. And we put this warp wall together. And then next thing you know, he was telling me I needed to build all these other obstacles because he was a fan of the show. I didn't even know what the show was. And I was like, all right, let's build all these obstacles. Just tell me what I need to make and show me pictures or show me something. And so we went down on the beach and grabbed driftwood off of the beach. And I just stuck driftwood in the ground for posts and started putting things up together and coming up with new random ways to get creative. Cause I mean, we live out here in the village, you know, and I'm not sure what it's like out in the Inuit Arctic or the Canadian Arctic, but it costs like triple to build anything out here. So anything we can do for free, or if we can bum something off of some construction site, we'll do it. So I was the village bum for a summer.
Yeah, it's expensive here too to get building supplies, but I love that story of being the village bum. I'm sure they don't think that of you now. I've seen you post some things where it looks like you're doing a long jump, and we've also seen you do the knuckle hop in some of your videos. We know those are Inuit games. So did you grow up playing Inuit games? Do you play them very often?
Yeah, so that's where I really got my start, you know, as an athlete. In Unalakleet, kind of athletics is everything. A lot of villages in Alaska, basketball is life. And that's kind of a motto, you know, basketball being the most important thing to a lot of students. And I was kind of one of those athletes that didn't really – I mean, I was big time into basketball, but it wasn't like my biggest thing. I was like, man, I need other opportunities. I know basketball's not going to take me places because I'm only 5'10". You know, I'm not going to go out and play in the NBA or anything like that. I'm not 6'2" or 6'3" or something crazy. So I knew that basketball wasn't going to take me places. So I just knew I wanted to expand and broaden my opportunities. And I didn't join the Native Youth Olympics or the Inuit Games until I was a junior in high school, even though I could join as a like seventh grader and compete with the seniors and the high school kids. And that was because of a lot of bullying that I suffered through when I was a kid, because I'm half white. So a lot of the kids in Unalakleet, the native kids, they would like say, oh, no, you're not allowed on this team. And so it was because I was a white kid. And even though I was allowed on the team because I'm half. And even if I was full white, they would have been okay with it. But, you know, I got bullied and beat up a lot for that. So I didn't join NYO until I was a junior in high school. And it's because the captain of my basketball team begged me to. He was like, dude, you're going to be great. I'll teach you everything. And from then on, it was all I cared about. You know, as soon as I joined the NYO games or the native games, I was just like stoked on it. Like everything about 1 foot high kick, 2 foot high kick, scissor broad jump. I mean, I'm all legs. So jumping was a big part of my life. And just everywhere I go, I'm just always been explosive. And so when I got into the native games, it was like I found my calling. So the Inuit games and the Arctic sports are like, you know, a big part of my life. They're one of the reasons why I got on the show American Ninja Warrior, because you have to submit a 3-minute video in order to showcase your athletic abilities, right? Mm-hmm. So what better way to showcase who I am, where I'm from, and what I'm my athletic abilities than kicking a ball 8 feet in the air with both feet or knuckle hopping 150 feet around the gym, you know what I'm saying? So it was a great introduction to what Ninja Warrior has brought me to, and a great way for me to create a platform and share that part of my culture.
Yeah, because those games are intense, and they're very demanding on your body, but also mentally demanding, right? Because they're building your strength and your endurance. Do you still compete in Inuit Games, and is this still part of your training regimen to include Inuit Games?
Yeah, 100%. So I'm on Team Alaska for the Arctic Winter Games. So the adult team. So we get four guys from Alaska to represent our team. And so I compete against all the top athletes in the world. Andrew Bell, coming from Nunavut. Some of the top athletes from Greenland, like Tony Fisker, and there's a bunch of us that go out and compete against each other. And in the Arctic sports, we were supposed to be doing it, but it got canceled because of COVID. So I still just kind of stay in shape because we don't know when they're going to reschedule for the next Arctic Winter Games. I think they just postponed this one or canceled it completely, and they're just going to move on to the next one in 2 years. So I think 2022 is the next Arctic Winter Games. So I got to stay in shape, and hopefully my age doesn't start to catch up with me. but I still compete 100%. The World Eskimo Indian Olympics, we hold it every summer in Fairbanks, Alaska. And hopefully COVID will allow that to happen again. And we've gotten competitors coming from Alberta, from Whitehorse, from Greenland, that flew all the way over here just to compete in our games, to give it a try and see what Alaskan games we play. And we've done the same at the Circumpolar North Conference. You know, they always host some games there. So we've gone and competed against some of the best top Canadian athletes as well, and Inuit athletes from your regions. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to compete and to share our culture and to, to grow as a much larger community than people think.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. And I know you guys have some fantastic athletes out in Alaska. We're always trying to beat you. I want to speak to you about Eskimo. You go by Eskimo Ninja. Over here in Canada, we use Inuit. How does it work in Alaska? You guys are still using Eskimo. Is this the general term? Because you also use Inupiat. I'm really interested to know how you became Eskimo Ninja.
Yeah. My cousins actually called me the Eskimo Ninja the first time. And I was like, okay. I mean, if you guys want to call me that, go for it. I didn't really have a name. You know, I wasn't really trying to come up with anything like, I was just going to be Nick Hansen on the show. That was my thought, you know, but then somebody on production, I don't know how it happened, but somebody on set at American Ninja Warrior got a hold of it. And then, so they sent me and they got an interview, and then they asked me, so we heard you call yourself the Eskimo Ninja. And I was like, oh yeah. I mean, my cousins call me that. So if that's the name that they're going to want to use, I mean, that's fine with me. So, you know, to be honest, in Alaska, we are indifferent about it. You know, I mean, at least I am personally, like I'm personally indifferent, me and my family. My grandfather is the president of the Whaling Commission. So he's got a whaling crew up in Barrow. His name is Charlie Hobson, and he's a full Inupiat speaker, full-blooded Inupiat, you know, and he's like all the way, you know, one of the top leaders in our community up in Barrow. And when the show comes on, he literally answers the phone, Eskimo Ninja's grandpa, you know, like when he answers the phone, that's how he answers the phone. So if, you know, the way that I look at it is, it's to each their own. You know, if you're offended by the term Eskimo, then I'm not going to use that around you, right? Like if I was in Canada and I was, you know, hanging out with like Andrew Bell and Nunavut or something, I would use the term Inuit, because I know that as out of respect for your guys' culture and for what you guys have done, which has taken a lot of work to identify yourselves as Inuit, like I'm going to use Inuit and 100%. And in Greenland, same thing. I'm going to use Inuit, and I'm going to use, or whatever they want to, you know, call themselves as the native people of Greenland. So, and when we're in Barrow, we're Inupiaq. We're not Eskimo all the time. We're Inupiaq, especially if you know that someone else is Inupiaq. You can almost tell by the shape of their eyes, you know what I mean? And for a Yupik, I'm going to call them Yupik. And for Athabaskan, I'm going to call them Athabaskan. And Tlingit, Haida, Unagin, whatever they are, as a person, I'm going to respect that of their culture. But when somebody calls me Eskimo, it's, you know, I don't take offense to it. I don't, you know, and when I use the term Eskimo Ninja, it's just a general term that, and there were so many different like dialects that translated it differently. So like one dialect I heard was someone who makes snowshoes is an Eskimo. And I was like, okay, I don't even know how to make snowshoes. So I can't really call myself Eskimo, but if that's what you want to recognize me as, someone that does make snowshoes, I'll take it. If my grandfather definitely made snowshoes, so I would call him an Eskimo. And then there is the eaters of raw meat. And so like when I broke it down into myself, like people ask me this on the show, they're like, oh, look at this white guy using Eskimo to make money. And I'm like, first of all, I don't make any money. I have to pay to go to American Ninja Warrior. It costs me $3,000 a year just to compete on that show. Unless I win, then I don't make anything. Like, we don't get paid anything for American Ninja Warrior unless we do well or unless we win one of the prizes. So like, I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just using it as a vehicle to start bringing awareness and attention to our culture and try to be an ambassador for, you know, Inupiaq or Inuit or Eskimo people, you know, and in Alaska, we're just more lax, I guess, more lackadaisy about it. It's not really a big deal. If you want to call us Inuit, do it. If you want to call us Eskimo. We know who we are and we'll just, you know, correct you on the spot and say, yeah, I'm Eskimo, but I'm Inupiaq Eskimo. So I'm not a Yupik or I'm Inupiaq from people from the North, you know, so we just kind of, you know, correct it as it goes. And eventually the times will come when things start to, you know, it just becomes, you know, hopefully one of these days people just will stop being offended by things so easily in different aspects of different people's lives. And you know, as an Eskimo or as an Inupiaq or as an Inuit person, I got thick skin. So I'm not worried about it either way, left or right. What's up, you guys? It's Nick Hansen, the Eskimo Ninja from Unalaklik, Alaska, and you're listening to Nipivut CKUT 90.3 FM.
Joshua Howley, Ingisimbianga, Isumagivakivio.
First Eskimo ninja, a ninja warrior. What was that like, knowing that you were going into this forum, being the only person from your culture, and being an ambassador? Because you say that with so much pride, but as someone who has been a representative in my own community, we don't always feel that positive the first time walking into these things. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Was it uncomfortable for you? Did you grow into the role? Was it always meant for you and you were always okay with it? How did that work?
You know, my Inupiaq name is Ilirutjeaq, and Ilirutjeaq I'm named after is my great uncle, Eddie Hobson Sr. And he helped start the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, which is the corporation that kind of is the native they run the oil. So like the oil that's being done in Alaska, then him and his brothers, they said, we need to make sure that we get most of this, because if they're going to come and steal our land, we need to make sure that we get a part of it. Mm. And same with Eben, my great-grandfather, Eben Hobson, he's the founder of the AFN, Alaska Federation of Natives, and the Circumpolar North Conference. He helped gather that together. And so I come from a long line of leadership, and I'm named after a really strong leader in our Inupiaq culture. And so being named after him, you know, in our culture, in Inupiaq culture, we gain a lot of what they are, you know, we gain who they are, and that becomes a part of us. And so Ilugutjak lives through me, you know? And so I think that understanding that and knowing that allowed me to just accept my leadership roles in every aspect of my life. I've always been a leader. I've always been a coach, you know, of the youth here in Unalakleet, in my village. And I've always been a kind of someone that wanted to make sure the kids had a positive role model here in my village. And so understanding that and understanding my leadership role as just being a positive role model with all the different things that I've witnessed, you know, with alcoholism and loss due to, you know, alcohol-related deaths or alcohol-related suicides and different things like that. You know, I've seen young people lose people that they love, and I've lost people that I love too. And so that leadership role started when I was younger, trying to just show those, you know, those boys or those young men, like, hey, we can get through this. We just got to do it together. And so understanding that leadership role, when I started to become, you know, who I am now as the Eskimo Ninja, as a representative of our Inupiaq culture, as a representative of, you know, Inuits as a whole, kind of on a national scale in America, you know, it kind of became something that I had, you know, I just kind of was real honest about it. Honestly, like, I just was like excited. I was excited to share my culture, excited to share with people, like, yes, man, this is a cool opportunity to, you know, to showcase what we do, you know, at the native games up in Alaska, the Arctic sports that we play, the Inuit games, people need to see these. Like, this needs to be showcased on a national scale, on a large scale, on a worldwide scale. And, you know, I want to showcase that. And then our native people, we're the last to find out about stuff, especially in Alaska, because we're so far over here on the West Coast. Like, we're the last to get things, you know, like Instagram was hot a bunch of years ago, but now it's hot in Alaska, you know, and then TikTok's the big deal now, and it's not even catching on in Alaska. People are like, TikTok, that sounds dumb. Like, you know, like, so Facebook is still the biggest, you know, where we communicate up in Alaska or up in the Arctic, right? Like, we're still in Facebook, you know, and Facebook's like not even a thing in the lower 48. So, you know, I just feel like it was a cool opportunity for me to be like, yo, this is where we're from, man. We're out here. We're out here in rural Alaska. We're out here in villages up and across the Arctic. Like, don't forget about us. We still have a voice, and we need to have that voice, especially in our political decisions, our decisions, what happened with our land, because we're subsistence people. We live off the land. You know, a lot of us, you know, you talked about elders and how they use the word Eskimo. That's first things first for me, is respect your elders. So if my elders are using the term Eskimo, I'm gonna respect that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, if you want to use that term, go for it. You know, Appa, that's your choice, man. You know, and so you know, we respect our elders, and they live off the land almost 100%. So so yeah, it's just a, you know, a big part of who I am, and that leadership role just kind of was born into me, you know, because I'm Ilugutjak, so he's just a part of who I am.
Nick, where can people go to follow you? Where can they go to get more information and just be able to follow you, whether it's through the motivational speeches, through the series of talks you do on Ninja Warrior? Where can people go to follow you and see what you're up to next?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to pretty much any social media. I'm on every social media possible. You talk about Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and it's all Eskimo Ninja. You can just search Eskimo Ninja and find me anywhere. And I'm down to hang, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just down to like get on social media and post. I'll reply to the comments. If you post something in the comments, man, I'll hit you up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, expect a reply at some point or another, or something in the DMs if you're trying to hit me up for anything like that. Find me on Facebook at the Eskimo Ninja. So just anything with the, you know, at symbol Eskimo Ninja, you can follow me and just kind of keep up with me in my life. I'm an open book, man. I mean, like, I'm willing to share anything possible. I'm always posting about the games or posting about Ninja Warrior or just posting about going out riding, going out hunting. You know what I mean? Like, that's what my social media is all about. So if you want to go and hit me up on any of those mediums, then don't hesitate to, and don't hesitate to watch American Ninja Warrior if you can. If it's something that you want to stream on Hulu, or if it's something that you want to watch on regular TV. I'm not sure what stations y'all get in Canada or in the, you know, in all the different villages up there in the Inuit Arctic, but you know, you can find it on Hulu or on YouTube, and you can Google me and you'll find something worth watching, maybe. Or if not, then cool too, you don't have to follow me.
Most definitely worth watching. I saw that you had on some Eskimo Ninja merch, and I see that sometimes you have it on sale. How can people get merch? Do you have it all the time? Is this one way that people support you? Does this money go towards going to the show?
Yeah. So yeah, we've got t-shirts. A lot of ninjas have logos now, or a name, some sort of name, like the Daredevil or the Island Ninja, or in my case, the Eskimo Wheat Harpooner. You know, it's like a ninja throwing a harpoon, you know, and he's wearing a parka and he's wearing mukluks. So it's a really cool, like, representation of our culture as a logo. And, the shirts and that help support me in a way that, I travel to communities, and some communities can't afford to, you know, pay my airfare or can't put me up in a hotel or something. So a lot of that money goes towards that. And it goes towards, you know, me being able to go and compete on the show again, because like I said, Ninja Warrior doesn't pay for any of it. We have to pay for our hotel rooms, our rental cars, or whatever it might be. And we fly down to Los Angeles. So it's definitely supplemental, but more so a lot of that stuff is just because people asked me for it. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I'll make shirts, but you have to at least pay cost for them. So I made some shirts and hoodies, and that's available on my website. You can go to theeskimoninja.com, or you can just go to my social media accounts, and the links are in all the bios. You can just click on the link and it'll take you right to my account. If you guys want to order something online, it's all available online, and just Google Eskimo Ninja shirt and you'll find it.
Wonderful. Nick, I'm going to thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. It was absolutely wonderful to have a discussion with you.
On artistic inge rosileri sima yanga no nakjua. We'll be right back.
Nakomi mi pibo mut na na kun nagatagatse. Tana si bulet na charo Angela amagalo ingilia mininga. Amalo ubago pinasuti ujugut ubanga anipisuti. Jennifer May, Nancy Angile, Tina Pisuti, Alexa Kiliuta, Amalo Karabawa. Nakomero Mamayugut, Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, Amalo CKUT 90.3 FM. Pinasoro Siulatome, Nala Larusi, Urban Indigenous Radio, Amma Utilar Mayugut, March 30, Tusaksaulangalam Mayuk, So Perspective. Thank you for listening to Nipibut. Our theme song is by Angela Amarwali. This episode was made by me, Annie Pisuti, Jennifer May, Nancy Angela, Tina Pisuti, Alexa Kiliutak, and Carl Bauer. Thanks to Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, and CKUT 90.3 FM. Tune in next week at this time for Urban Indigenous Radio, and we will be back March 30. Stay tuned for Soul Perspective coming up next. Dabo, we'll see. Bye bye.
Saturday, March 20th, as CKUT DJ Andy Williams and Never Apart present an afternoon with the goddess of underground hip-hop, Medusa, live and direct from Los Angeles. Medusa is an MC, singer, poet, writer, and professor. Her writing credits include Tupac Shakur's Gridlocked soundtrack, Tina Marie's Mackin' Game, and Arrested Development's Spiritualized People. The event starts at noon with a DJ set by Andy Williams, followed by a film screening and Q&A with Medusa at 2 p.m. Closing off the event will be a set by Basement Soul. Conversation is in English, moderated by Tracy Valcarcel, curator at Never Apart. Live on Facebook, Medusa, Saturday, March 20th, noon to 5 p.m. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Come join me March 20th for the Afternoon Delight series. DJ Andy Williams, live stream, good combo, and some information that you probably don't.
Time to play. CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call, 514-907-9424, and give what you can.
What's up, what's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Welcome to my inner thoughts, locked in, thoughts in a golden vault, lakeside, thinking while I'm skipping Vox, and these eyes tell a story of a paradox. I came across a couple complications, the color of the rainbow seems a little faded,